I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and IU's Opera Theater presents Handel's Tale of Love and Sorcery, February 6, 7, and 13, 14. Conducted by Professor Arthur Fagan, Robert Perziola, three-time Helen Hayes Award winner, returns to design sets and costumes, and stage directed by IU Opera newcomer Chaz Rader Schieber, a tale about two evil sister sorcerers. Our guest is Chaz Rader Schieber. Chaz, you've a string of production credits, classical pieces, romantic pieces, contemporary pieces, over more than 30 years. What do you like about Handel? He seems to be almost a favorite.
Yeah, this is actually number 14 for me of Handel. He's able to capture that funny thing we call real life. He has this amazing ability to move from comedy to drama to romance, an amazing kind of poignancy, and it all seems to flow effortlessly from one to the next, replicating the kind of experience we have on a day-to-day basis.
Alcina, this is something you directed early in your career. You directed it fairly recently, by your standards, 2005.
It's like something I should keep revisiting from time to time.
I'm interested in this third visit.
It's great to have those opportunities. I think it's an absolute masterpiece. I remember a professor in college saying that the definition of something that's a classic is that it's infinitely interpretable. You never can have a definitive version of a classic piece, and Alcina is that kind of opera. So you keep working at it. There's something very comforting about knowing your job isn't to make that perfect production that will end the need for any other production. It's not important. Only to take the source material, which is incredible, and add a point of view. And see if you can convince a bunch of other people to join you in that point of view.
Tell us about the point of view. For instance, what's the setting for this production of Alcina?
Without giving too much away, because there are some nice surprises in the production, we're using the idea of the theater, the physical theater, or performance space, as a metaphor for what's happening in the opera. I think that there's this idea that Alcina is a simple story of two evil sisters who are sorceresses. I don't know if I'm on board for that one. Alcina herself has an insane need to be loved. Somehow this was denied to her. And because of that voracious hunger, she does some pretty awful things. Her sister, on the other hand, is just trying to be a good sister. I don't think she has inherent meanness or badness in her, but she's trapped. She's stuck supporting her sister on an island with very few inhabitants. Many of them have been turned into rocks and beasts and other such things by our anti-heroine. The interesting thing about evil characters is that they rarely wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to do something evil today. What they're out to do is put the world right. There's a kind of righteousness, and there's a pathos in these characters. Yes, maybe they do some awful things, but understanding, even if you don't know why they do them, that there is a why, that's the most important thing. There's the humanity in it. Somehow there's an explanation behind it. So I think that it's more complicated, in a good way, more complicated than two evil sisters. These lovely women will be themselves. How about that?
Chaz Rader Schieber, he's the director for the IU Opera Theater's production of Alcina, set in costumes by Robert Perziola, conducted by Arthur Fagan, Musical Arts Center, February 6, 7, 13, and 14. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.